from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump is stressing his close ties with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The two leaders dined with their wives in Tokyo as part of Trump's first stop on a 12-day trip through Asia.
We have seen the amazing things that are possible. When a people are free and independent, over the course of a single lifetime, the Japanese people have built one of the most successful societies and nations in the world.
The president adds that they are discussing a number of subjects, including North Korea, trade, and other things. The formal talks Monday will be focused, or expected to be focused, on North Korea and other regional and bilateral issues. A county commissioner in Texas says he's been told that more than 20 people have been killed and more than 20 others wounded in an attack at a church, though the figures have not been confirmed. It's still a very active crime scene. The sheriff says a man walked into the church and started firing with a gun. Authorities say the attacker was later killed. The church is located about 48 kilometers southeast of the Texas city of San Antonio. Leaked documents show that U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, the Trump administration's point man on trade and manufacturing policy, has a stake in a company that does business with a gas producer partly owned by the son-in-law of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin's son-in-law once owned more than 20% of the company, but now apparently holds a much smaller stake. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. Saudi Arabia said its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen toward one of the kingdom's major international airports on the outskirts of the capital, Riyadh.
The missile was fired from across Saudi Arabia's southern border by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Several Houthi-owned media outlets reported the rebels had launched the missile, who are at war with the kingdom. The missile was shot down by Saudi air defense forces, with fragments of the missile landing in an uninhabited area north of the capital. Saudi Arabia's Civil Aviation Authority said the missile did not cause any damage to the King Khalid International Airport and that flights were not disrupted. This is the first time that a Houthi missile has come this close to a heavily populated area, and it appears to be the farthest that such a missile has reached inside Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Australia Sunday snubbed New Zealand's renewed offer to resettle 150 refugees held at a remote Pacific camp, despite the closure of one detention center in Papua New Guinea, which has triggered a standoff between detainees and the authorities. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australia will instead prioritize a similar deal with the U.S. to resettle refugees in America, despite slow progress.
As you know, we have an arrangement with the United States whereby a substantial number, 1,250, can, subject to the United States' rigorous vetting, be resettled in the United States. And we're pursuing those arrangements at the moment. And that is our commitment.
The issue reemerged when the Conservative Australian Prime Minister met his centre-left New Zealand counterpart for the first time Sunday in Sydney. About 600 detainees are refusing to leave those refugee camps, citing safety fears if they move to transition centres where locals are reportedly hostile. The fight between Spain and Catalonia separatists reached a Belgian judge Sunday after the region's deposed leader and four ex-ministers surrendered in Brussels to face possible extradition to Madrid for allegedly plotting a rebellion, hours after the former Catalan regional president and others turned themselves in to Belgian authorities. His party put him forward as its leader for an upcoming regional election called by the Spanish government. The choice means he could end up heading a campaign from Brussels while he fights a forced return to Spain, as his supporters speak out.
We cannot go into elections without the main political and social leaders, with an option allowing debate inside a prison, because this causes the same effect as making an electoral program illegal.
Belgian judicial authorities now have to make a decision rife with diplomatic implications for fellow European Union members, Spain and Belgium. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.